An Ecclesiarchy representative met them with two of her fellow battle sisters. Backwash from the Thunderhawk's half-powered down engines tossed her white hair, revealing a jagged scar that made her appear more severe. Though they came from the Order of the Ardent Veil, these warrior fanatics looked anything but peaceful. Their white power armor was studded with silver spikes, concomitant bodices drawn tight over their taut muscles. They were akin to the suits worn by the Firedrake's Battle and Reserve Company brothers, slighter, but still potent. Holy signifiers, purity seals, rosarius beads, and icons of the Emperor's Aquila bedecked the armor, defining the Battle Sisters' purpose and zealous determination. They held bolters, low slung at their hips. The Sister Superior with the white hair also carried a flanged power mace. Her helmet, mag-locked to her belt, was silver. Whatever force of chaos had come upon Sepulchre IV must have been dire that these soldiers of faith could not defeat it. Praetor bowed his head before the Battle Sisters to show his respect. It had not been easy for them or the Ecclesiarchy to ask for help. The veteran sergeant had no wish to make it any more difficult. The white-haired superior nodded, then turned her back on the salamanders, leading them away from the docking pad towards a thick perimeter wall crowned by razor wire. Two watchtowers with mounted heavy bolters overlooked a reinforced gate on either side, the docking pad's only access point. Hard-looking female faces regarded the strangers from within, their mood unreadable. The docking pad doubled as a barracks and chapel too. Tsugan noticed much of its religious statuary had been ripped down and replaced by ablative armor, sandbags, and rockcrete barricades. Anything of significance to the faith of the Order was gone, leaving a blank echo on a wall or a denuded alcove. The fleeing ships transported not only people, but ecclesiastical artifacts too.
"I've had warmer welcome on Fenris."
A glare from Praetor silenced him before they were led towards the gate. Tsugan had to agree with his battle brother. A cold wind was blowing through the Order of the Ardent Veil, and the white of their battle sister's armor reminded him of frost. Salamanders fought with a core of fire in their breast. These warrior maidens harbored a spike of ice. Once past the docking pad, Praetor chose to enlighten his brothers over a closed comm channel.
"Use the senses our father gave you. The Order is mute. They cannot acknowledge you even if they wish to."
Kairu found suddenly that he was similarly afflicted.
"Deeds, not words, are the speech of angels."
Gathimu was quoting from some philosophical treatise he'd read. Any reply was forestalled as a pair of immolator battle tanks reversed from the gate, allowing the salamanders through. Their turret-mounted inferno cannons swiveled as they moved, constantly trained on the gate. One trigger pull from the gunners would engulf the entranceway in a conflagration of burning Promethean. With the churn of hidden gears, the gate cracked and slid open. The carnage of burnt-out tanks and twisted corpses, as seen from the air, lay beyond it. Sepulchre IV was a place of ruins and shades, of scorched earth and blood-tainted air. Some of the fire still flickered in the hollow shells of the broken basilica. Several battle sisters had flanked the gate, bolters aimed into the killing ground before them. The Sister Superior looked expectantly at Praetor. She wanted to seal the compound again quickly. Tsugan detected no enemies nearby. He scowled behind his battle helm at what he saw as fear. Fear is the province of the weak.
"Ave Imperator."
Praetor addressed the battle sister. She slammed her gauntleted fist against her pauldron in salute as the salamander sergeant led his firedrakes out. Deeds, not words. Once outside, the gate ground shut behind them. The gaze of the battle sisters in the towers was still upon them, though. Tsugan felt their heavy bolter sights like an itch at the back of his neck. Gathimu released a spit of Promethean from his heavy flamer to test the igniter on the nozzle, interrupting Tsugan's thoughts.
"This place reeks of death."
Tsugan estimated over 1,000 dead bodies strewn throughout the perimeter.
"The battle moved elsewhere, to the convent bastion."
Praetor had donned his battle helm and was consulting a data feed running across his left lens.
Our destination.
Topographical and geographical schemata spooled across his iris at rapid speed. Praetor's oculobe implant absorbed the information in a single beat, storing it in his eidetic memory for later use. He'd locked in the route to the convent bastion and was mission ready. He led them to a patch of open ground.
How many did they lose trying to get in?
Ankar took his place in a ritual circle with the others. Praetor paused to blink the relevant data onto his inner helm lens.
Nearly a quarter of their garrison. Over 1,000 battle sisters. Though I'd suggest that's a conservative estimate. And within? Defending the bastion? Celestians, mainly. They may have a few hundred troops inside. There are more beyond its walls, holding firm. For now. Such a waste of lives. No wonder they're so aggrieved.
Sugan's servos protested as he moved towards Praetor, his armor as belligerent as his mood.
They're fools. Mute or not, they should have summoned us sooner.
Gathimu was standing next to him.
Would your pride have allowed that, brother? Asking for help?
We need none. We are Astartes.
He stamped heavily into position beside his sergeant. His uneven gait was obvious, especially to Gathimu.
Your anger weighs you down more than that armor ever could. Let go of it.
It's not anger, thought Sugan. It's hate.
And it went deep into his flesh, where he'd tried to have the Brander priest's iron remove it. But no burning, however invasive, could go far enough. Not when the hate and anger was turned inwards. Behind them, the burst of engine noise signaled the Implacable's takeoff from the docking pad. The gunship had brought them as close as it could without risking being downed by enemy flak. Several Ecclesiarchy craft littered the killing field outside the fortified compound, testament to the wisdom of an approach on foot. The rapid deployment of the Terminators to Sepulchre 4 prevented any other kind of insertion.
And so we are alone.
Kairu lifted his head to watch the slowly vanishing outline of the Thunderhawk. Headed for Sepulchre 4's spaceport, it would aid the evacuation effort until summoned again by Praetor. Gathimu was philosophical.
In the end, brother, we are always alone.
Praetor looked to him now the salamanders had formed the ritual circle.
Ignite the flame.
A burst from Gathimu's heavy flamer lit a column of fire in the wasteland, like a beacon torch.
Vulcan's fire beats in my breast.
With it, I shall smite the foes of the Emperor.
They concluded as one. Then each thrust their fists into the blaze, allowing their armored fingers to blacken at the tips before withdrawing them.
We are born in fire. So do we wage war with it clenched in our mailed fist.
Unto the anvil!
Praetor unslung his thunderhammer and storm shield.
Fire drakes, in Vulcan's name!
The ritual circle broke apart, and the salamanders fell into a combat march formation, Praetor at the front, the others forming a 2x2 square behind him. Tsugan's lens display showed 10 kilometers to the convent bastion. The land between them and it was fiercely contested by Ecclesiarchy and enemy troops. The war was close by. No way could they reach their destination without encountering it.